From Cradle to Career, Achieve Escambia is focused on the 91,000 children, youth, and young adults that live in Escambia County. Key indicators such as child health and well-being and socioeconomics show many are disadvantaged from the start and stay that way for a lifetime. In an effort to close the gap, one of the overall objectives of the collective impact effort is to ensure that every child achieves kindergarten readiness.
So our bold goal in kindergarten readiness is 60% of our kindergarten population ready for school by 2020.
Kimberly Krupa is director of Achieve Escambia. Based on the 2018 report, less than half, about 46% of children in Escambia are ready for kindergarten. That's a ranking of 54th out of Florida's 67 counties.
That's not good enough. Really, we want 100%. But how do we get there? We believe 60% by 2020 is a stretch goal, but we believe an even bolder goal is 75% ready for school by 2025.
To reach those goals, Achieve Escambia is conducting a deep dive into all the factors involved in keeping children from being ready for school and looking at how to address them. One of the big issues emerging is child development.
Children who aren't screened for a delay or a concern that a parent might have before they arrive at school continue to fall behind throughout their elementary school years. And that manifests itself in things like third grade reading and seventh grade math. So we need to get children screened early so that we can start prevention early. And that's our campaign called Early Screening Matters Escambia.
This effort is in line with Help Me Grow, a system model for early childhood screening developed in the 1990s by Connecticut pediatrician Dr. Paul Dworkin, who spoke in Pensacola this summer. Florida joined his Help Me Grow national network in 2012, with the state's webpage showing a little over one-third of the 67 counties being served to date.
Help Me Grow is a big goal for us. We want to bring Help Me Grow, which is a proven best practice. It's a coordinated system through United Way of Escambia County, where parents can call 211, which is a helpline for parents, and ask for Help Me Grow. A trained child outreach navigator will help them kind of navigate through the systems to get their children services.
Another key benchmark in the 2018 report is enrollment in voluntary pre-kindergarten or VPK programs. Although the early childhood learning program for four-year-olds is free, Escambia's participation is on the decline. Krupa has a few ideas as to the reasons why.
One of it is that the private schools don't necessarily participate in VPK, and so their numbers aren't tracked in this count. But we still need to do a better job. Our VPK enrollment rate, participation rate, is just under 58% compared to almost 76% for Florida.
To increase enrollment, Krupa suggests better promotion to get the word out about VPK and to share what she calls astonishing gains after just 1 year.
The biggest jump is in math. Of 26% of four-year-olds are proficient in math for a four-year-old. When they start VPK, they're ending the year 87% proficient. I mean, I've never seen numbers like this in education. It's stunning the difference that preschool four-year-old class can make.
Meantime, Achieve Escambia is also utilizing their collective data to identify entire communities that are lagging behind in terms of growth and to figure out how to support and build them up. That's why they've put a lot of emphasis on the neighborhood around C.A. Weiss Elementary School. In 2016, it became Florida's second community partnership school focused on the whole child model.
Starting small with this pilot initiative within this targeted area, this zip code is a distressed community, highest volume of calls to 911, and also abuse and neglect hotlines. So we really want to get to the heart of this community, build family engagement and involvement, and kind of shine a light on what's happening at Weiss, use that as a model that we can bring to other settings.
Krupa calls the community partnership approach a best practice that should be in place at every Title I school in the state. Having it implemented at all eligible schools in Escambia County is another one of Achieve Escambia's goals. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.